And you're welcome back to the Saturday Sports Show. Now, last Saturday on the River Liffey, over 300 men and 200 ladies took part in the annual Liffey Swim. And I'm delighted to welcome for the first time on the Saturday Sports Show the lady who won the ladies' race. She is Anne-Marie Burke, and she's on the line. Anne-Marie, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So, Anne-Marie, first of all, many congratulations on a great, great victory. You're obviously delighted with your performance.
Yeah, I am. I'm absolutely delighted. I've been participating in this Liffey Swim for many years, so it's a wonderful thing to win, and I'm very proud. I'm proud for myself and my family and everybody's involved in swimming.
Indeed. And I think you in previous years you had finished second, hadn't you? So it was you were getting...
I did, yeah. I was lucky enough a few years ago to get second, although I was lucky. I was unlucky in some ways, and I suppose I was a bit disappointed at the time, but...
Yeah.
I suppose persistence paid off, and I kept at it until I got it in the end.
Yeah.
So it was great.
And you're from the Dublin Swimming Club, aren't you?
Dublin Swimming Club is one of the oldest swimming clubs, and it's about 130 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a lot of reputation there to keep up with. But because we have some very kind of famous swimmers who are members of the club previously in the swimming in Ireland.
Yeah.
So it's a great club, and we've just kind of got a whole lot of new members recently in the last few years.
Good.
They've come on board. So we had quite a few members this year who are actually their very first swim.
Yeah.
So it was great to, you know, it's great to help out people who've never done it before as well, to know all about it, you know, and understand this, and, you know, it's great.
Indeed. And I think your club colleague, Colin Monaghan, he won the men's race, didn't he?
He did. Colin started off at the right track. He did it for the very first time, and he won it.
Which is not an
easy thing to do, but in fairness to him, he did it, and I'm sure he's absolutely, well, I know he is, he's absolutely over the moon about it.
Great day for your club, obviously. It was a great day for the club, and
we actually won the ladies' team prize as well, which is great.
Good.
If four of the same club come across the line, the first kind of the same club, they get a team prize. So the club won the ladies' team prize, so that was very good as well for them.
Good. And just getting back to last Saturday, Anne-Marie, you were handicapped. What handicap did you have, taking off?
I had a handicap of 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
I was 2 minutes after the person who was on go.
We
did have a few pre-go swimmers, but I've a bit of catching up to do to get up to the front.
Good.
So and then hold off the back as well. So it's just not an easy thing. You never know.
Yeah. What were the conditions like for the swimming in the Liffey last week?
It was lovely actually, because the weather prediction wasn't great for the day. Mm. There was supposed to be a lot of rain in.
Yeah.
So actually it was quite calm when we got in, and we were just on the turn of the tide.
Mm.
So we didn't have much. Sometimes you can actually get a few waves up the Liffey, so we didn't get, it was quite calm, and the water conditions were absolutely lovely. It was really clean. I know people don't think the Liffey can be possibly clean, but it is quite clean for a swim.
Good.
And so we just got down as far as Capel Street, and then you can kind of taste the salty water coming in there. So
Of course, it starts at Watling Street Bridge, is that right?
At the Guinness's factory just at the two big doors there, kind of at Watling Street.
Yeah.
And there's 12 bridges that we swim down underneath.
Finishing near the Custom House, is it?
Custom House Quay. Finish at the Custom House Quay, where the fire brigade is ready there to hose you down when you get out.
Of course,
so it's great.
And somebody go ahead, Anne-Marie.
No, just that the amount of people, the attendance at it is fantastic.
Yeah, great.
Like all along the quay side, you have people cheering you on, and on all the bridges, you can see people and you can hear them, which is great.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a great thing to swim down the centre of your city.
Good.
You know, and look at all the different buildings on the way down, and I didn't get much chance to look at buildings this year.
And somebody mentioned to me during the week, Anne-Marie, that going under the O'Connell Bridge, it's quite wide compared to the others, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it's as wide as it is long.
Yeah.
So when you're just entered, and because the tide is quite high, you can literally only see a little, a bit of light through the tunnel at the far end.
Yeah.
So for a lot of people, and for your first swim, you kind of just have to put your head down and get through it, because it is quite dark inside.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't be long getting out the other side, so that's good, you know. Good.
And one of the great things for you, of course, your two daughters swam as well, Heather and Alison, isn't that right?
They did. It was great. I have three daughters, and they've all swam in it. My eldest daughter didn't swim this year.
Yeah.
Alison is her sixth year, and Heather was her very first year.
Great.
And she's only 14. So it was great. It was great to win it and have the two girls with me.
Exactly.
And she got the first under 25 home. So she got a prize for that. So she was delighted with that. And it was great to have the girls with me.
Yeah. I saw photographs of the three of you on websites in that afternoon. Three beaming smiles, of course, obviously. That's great.
Well, it's a great honour, you know, and especially, I suppose, because I am a Dublin person.
Yeah.
It's a great honour, to win the Liffey. People, you know, it's a great thing to say in future and, you know, that you've won the Liffey Swim.
Indeed.
And I'm very honoured by the whole thing. I'm delighted and honoured by it, you know, because it's a great... if you look at the old paintings and or the old Jack B. Wait painting, and if you look at old films of it, you know, people always knew about the Dublin, the Liffey Swim.
Great.
So
you'll be back to defend your title, please God, next time.
I will. Yeah. Oh, I will. I won't give up now.
No,
I'll keep
do not.
Going.
No.
I'll keep... Oh, yeah, no, I love the Liffey Swim weather, even if you're not up in the prizes or whatever.
Yeah,
it's a great occasion, and it's the kind of end of the open water swimming season for us.
Yeah.
And there's great camaraderie among people, and, you know, you're life friends with these people, and it's great to be with them, you know.
And Anne-Marie, of course, to be able to take part, you have to compete in six open sea races, don't you, during the summer and that?
You do. There's about 25 swims around the... between Dublin, Wicklow, Wexford, Weavon, Swim and Meads. There's about 20 swims. They're on about two or three swims every weekend.
Mm.
And then to qualify for the Liffey, you have to participate in those swims, and you have to have six swims. It's the least amount. You have to have six swims.
Good. Yeah.
So you have to give in those six swims before you do it to qualify for the Liffey.
Yeah.
So...
would you be a daily swimmer, by the way, or would it be once a week?
I'm not a daily swimmer, no, but I would try and get in as much as I can.
Yeah.
Like, I swim, our club has hours in UCD, so I swim in UCD, and they also have the EFB pool they use as well.
Yeah.
But I go out to the 40 foot on a Friday if I can.
Good.
A few members of the Dublin Swimming Club swim there on a Friday.
Yeah.
So I try to swim, and I try to stick it out for the whole winter.
Yeah.
It's usually when it comes to the end of November, it's quite difficult, but
indeed.
I'd be swimming in the sea a lot, and during the summer I'd be into it three times a week or more,
that's great. And I remember, Anne-Marie, I think it was 2005, the only other time I spoke to the winner of the ladies race of the Liffey Swim, it was a lady called Molly Malloy. She was absolutely delighted, as if she'd won the lotto. Like, it was fantastic for her, she said.
Molly is a trooper, and actually the day after the Liffey, I was out in the 40 foot and I was having a swim with her, and we were, you know, just talking about how wonderful. She was saying that just everybody always asked you afterwards about how you got on in the Liffey and you won the Liffey. So, but Molly is a great woman that swam for many years in the outdoor swimming, you know.
I know.
So she'd be very well known in the open sea swimming circle.
That's great.
So, yeah, it's delighted to be coming after her. Anyway.
Yeah, well, she's Dublin Swimming Club as well, isn't she? And
she is Dublin Swimming Club, So hopefully we have a bit of luck, maybe. I don't know.
Indeed. Well, Anne-Marie, congratulations again on your great success last week on the River Liffey.
Thank you.
And to your two daughters as well. Well done. And please,
thanks
God,
very much.
Who knows, please God, I might be chatting to you this time next year, having defended your title successfully. It would be great. Okay.
Well, that would be lovely. Yeah. But I'd just like to say thanks very much to everybody who participated last week.
Of course.
And to the Open Water Sea Swimming Committee that is... But thanks very much for having me.
Okay, pleasure. Good to talk to you, and I appreciate your time. And well done again. Thanks a lot, Anne-Marie. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That was Anne-Marie Burke, as I said, winner of last Saturday's women's race in the Liffey Swim. And her two daughters, as she said, took part as well. Great, great achievement.